Hi, this is a dictation for Lorenzo Tejeda. The date of service is 7/21/2023. The patient reports that he is having multiple problems after the accident of January 22, 2021. The patient has had significant treatment at Henry Ford Hospital and with Dr. Mohan Neurosurgery, as well as he's seeing a hand surgery for his carpal tunnel issues and numbness and tingling of the left hand. He's also going for an EMG with Dr. Mohan at Garden City. That report is awaited. A CT scan that was ordered by us has not been done yet due to insurance problem for the lumbar spine and lumbar cervical spine. He's being managed by Ascendant Case Management Group, and he's referred to neurology, chiropractic. A brain MRI was also ordered for, with the NeuroQuant study that is still pending due to insurance problem. He was referred to neuropsych evaluation for treatment and evaluation, which has not been done yet. And the MRIs that we have in possession are the old ones, which is dated 1/22/2021, in which there is a disc herniation at C2 and C3, leading to indentation of the thecal sac. Generalized facet and unconvertible joint arthropathy is present, and other things are not so significant. Again, at C7 and T1, the disc is herniated, just like C2 and 3, which is intruding into the thecal sac. Cervical epidural injections were advised. Patient was looking for surgery, which has not been done in the last 6 months. He is still being evaluated by the neurosurgery for clearance for surgery as well as for the adequacy of surgery. I do not have any record of any lumbar spine MRI on him, which I'll start looking for. And patient has currently issues of the pain in the neck, lower back to the tune of 7, both shoulders to the tune of 7, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. Overall pain level is 7 to 8. Patient does report some pain in the right knee as well. And 70% improvement is noticed when the patient has got the pain medications. He's stabilized on Norco at this time for chronic pain relief. And we're still awaiting for IME report from his attorney, Mr. Hirsch, and records from Dr. Mohan, and EMG report. The patient has been coming here. He's an obese patient with a history of apnea, and the injections process has not begun yet for cervical epidural for the want of surgery for a disc replacement issue to be settled. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for the additional history, for the substance abuse and compliance history. The patient is continuing physical therapy, the patient has history of neck pain, lower back pain, shoulder pain, bilateral, and the knee pain. So he'll continue those treatments, as well as a neuropsych evaluation for TBI. Patient suffers from generalized osteoarthritis, and he remains light duty job for 7 hours, 6 days, 7 pounds. Regarding physical examination, his vital signs were 136 over 60 and pulse was 79, pulse ox was 100. And please copy and paste from the previous visit of 6/29/2023, dictation number 0717-010. The examination remains essentially unchanged. Medication-wise, patient was provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Alavil 50 milligram at night, Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for 30 days, 60 tablets. Gabapentin 600 milligram 8 hourly, 90 tablets. Norco 7.5325 once a day, 15 tablets were provided for severe pains only. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.